Good morning. Welcome to the Board of Public Works. Happy New Year to all of you. I hope everyone is well rested and you had a great holiday, and we're ready to get back to work. I'm excited that we're getting 2018 off the ground. We're going to have a great year. I'm looking forward to having our friends in the legislature back in town next week. It's been kind of lonely around here for 9 months, so we're looking forward to having them back in town with us. I want to just start out by saying it's been a great 3 years. It's been an honor to work with the comptroller and the treasurer, and I think together we've really been looking out for the taxpayers, and it's been a great working relationship, and I'm looking forward to having that continue for 2018. This morning, we're going to begin by recognizing a big milestone for the State Highway Administration. Last month, CHART, which is the Coordinated Highways Action Response Team, marked its 1 millionth assist on Maryland roads. And CHART provides 24/7 operations across the state, managing incidents and monitoring traffic trends and flows. And over the past 27 years, CHART has helped approximately 635,000 motorists and responded to over 365,000 traffic incidents. CHART is one of the longest-standing motorist assistance programs in the country, and it truly is a national model for other states. So I want to thank the men and women of the CHART program who have joined us here this morning, along with Secretary Ron, SHA Administrator Slater, and the entire Maryland Department of Transportation for being an excellent example of our customer service promise. And I can tell you that the men and women of CHART are out there in the late of night, in the heat of summer, in the freezing cold, which we've seen a little bit of, in the rain and in the snow, which we're going to get some this afternoon, by the way, if you haven't been paying attention. But they are out there on our highways helping our citizens, whether it's just with a gallon of gas or a flat tire or assisting them with an accident. So I just want to give them all, if they could all stand up, and we'll give them a big round of applause. Now I'm going to turn the floor over to my colleagues for any profound New Year comments. Maybe we'll start with you. It doesn't have to be profound.
I would say that you stumped me on that one. Just a personal word to follow up. By coincidence, I got a call from somebody in our area two weeks ago about, who said, "I have to tell you something about the highway. What happened to me on the highway?" And I said, "Oh, no, here's another one." And she said, no, that she had had a problem with her car. She looked up, and these people were walking towards her, and she wasn't sure what to do. And then she recognized they had some sort of insignia on. Well, it was CHART. And they couldn't have been more helpful and more supportive and more calming to somebody who was about to get really in distress. And so I just want to add that personal thanks just from somebody in the neighborhood. Governor, I do want to point out, not to reopen an old fight, but there are several schools in Baltimore City which have to be closed right now because of the cold. And my understanding is that some of those were slated for improvement, but the money went into, there was concern the money had to go into air conditioning instead. And I'm sure that we all regret all aspects of weather that impair the ability to learn or to teach. My only point is that I think that we have to focus a little more broadly on the status of the buildings and everything we can do to make those buildings better, and not just focus on one thing and inadvertently, unintendedly cause a problem in another area. It is something that I think we can't let pass without noticing. This is extraordinary cold and would affect almost any school, but these are schools where where it affected people so badly that they had to close the schools. And just a cautionary word for the new year. And with that, let me say, it's been a pleasure. I mean, really, I think not to be too kumbaya, but I think we...
Kumbaya.
That's an old word. It's kumbaya.
Well, before we get to kumbaya, let me just say that we put billions of dollars into the Baltimore City school system and 21st Century Schools, which were building them through the Stadium Authority, and they got record funding 3 years in a row in both school construction and operating costs. We spent $18,000 per year per student there. And we're all for making the improvements to all of the schools and building new schools, which is why we've record funded them. And we don't think kids should be sweating to death in unair-conditioned classrooms or freezing to death in schools. So we agree 100%. Mr. Comptroller?
Yes, thank you, Governor, and thank you, Treasurer. And I hope everyone had a very joyous holiday season, and I'd like to wish everyone a very happy New Year. Sincerely, I'm looking forward to another productive and collaborative year with my colleagues on the board and Treasurer and the Governor. I think are simply outstanding representatives of the public, and I'm honored to be part of the responsibilities that we serve the people. And I'm very honored to represent all of you. If I could, I would like to, Governor, just mention that there are a lot of people who are waiting to learn about how the newly enacted federal tax law will impact Marylanders and our state's revenues. And as we have seen in recent weeks, I had a comment. I thought it was a very sloppy procedure as far as the tax reform bill itself. Obviously, it was highly partisan, and it's produced legislation that has frankly resulted in a lot of confusion and anxiety among tax professionals, state and local governments, and taxpayers across our country, not just in Maryland. My office has been working overtime for weeks with consultants, with our experts, with our colleagues in the executive branch and the legislative branch to unpack the full impact of this tax reform package on our state. And we intend to doing that in order to provide facts to the policymakers and Maryland families. And those facts will be a comprehensive analysis on the winners and losers, I guess, is the way you would describe it. And it will be released in a few weeks. Mr. Andy Schaffel and his team of experts in the Bureau of Revenue Estimates are working, as I said, with all their colleagues to produce this. And hopefully it will be helpful to the legislature and to the executive branch in this situation, which has caused a lot of back and forth already in the state, and I'm hopeful that we can steady the boat a little bit as far as what direction the state should be going in. And, Governor, if I could pivot for a second to discuss another important issue to both policymakers and our citizens. Next week, my agency, in partnership and collaboration with several departments of the executive branch, the Office of Attorney General, in addition, nonprofit organizations. We're all taking part in the first ever Protect Older Americans from Financial Exploitation Week. It's frankly kind of a gimmick to draw attention to something that goes on all the time. It is a week-long public awareness program with the goal of highlighting the alarming levels of fraud, theft, and other financial schemes that target Maryland's vulnerable elderly population. Representatives from my agency and our partner organizations will be visiting senior centers and retirement homes to provide valuable information to Maryland seniors about these growingly sophisticated scams and ways to avoid being victimized by financial predators. And those of you that have elderly members of your family, please do not take this lightly. They are all the time being contacted by phone and mail and ads. And it's just incomprehensible how predatory a lot of these financial thieves are. And it doesn't hurt to check in a couple of times a week to make sure that the checkbook is not being taken down from the shelf too often because it's rampant. That's all I can say. But to learn more about the initiative, please visit protectweek.org. Governor, thank you again for your kind words about the CHART program, and Treasurer Kopp, your constituents' personal observation. Thank goodness we have them. They look terrific. Yes, it's not just cold weather where they save lives, frankly. Thank you. Are we going to get a picture with them?
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to go off script. It's not in here, but I would like to get a picture with the whole team from CHART. Come up here with all of us, if you could. Then they got to get back to work.
It seemed to me that it was a photo op.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. Thank you.
We got to get some guys on this side. We'll go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you,
sir.
Thank you. Could I say something about air conditioning?
No, I'm not going to bring it up. Thank you. I know a lot. I will defer. Or
Governor, could I just say thank you very much for the recognition of our CHART folks, who actually really enjoy their job. It's some of the highest job satisfaction within our department because they know they're out helping people. We invited the 1 millionth Marylander to come and be recognized as well, and that person had run out of gas, and they said they didn't want all their friends to know that they had managed to achieve that.
Thank you, guys. If they have the highest job satisfaction, I'm wondering, do you have any openings? Sounds like a pretty good job. Not to make light of your comment, because I think it's very important that we're focusing on vulnerable older people and helping them avoid being the victims of financial scams. But I thought you were talking about the three of us in the start of the legislative session. Taking the checkbook every 2 weeks up and making sure we're not wasting money here at the Board of Public Works. But we're going to go ahead and get started with the Secretary's agenda.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. We have 6 items on the Secretary's agenda. There's 1 report of an emergency procurement.
Any questions on the Secretary's agenda?
Move approval.
There you go.
Thank you.
Passes 3-0. Move on to DNR, real property.
Morning, Governor.
Secretary, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You got a little extra growth from last time, I saw.
It's a natural resource I'm trying to cultivate.
Yeah. Been out in the woods with bears? Or
I have, actually. Good morning, Governor, Mr. Comptroller, Madam Treasurer. For the record, I'm Mark Belton, the Secretary of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and we have 9 items on our real property agenda for your approval this morning.
Any questions on DNR, real property?
Just a quick one on 8A, the timber sale.
Yes.
This is a generic question. When you look at the timber sales or other things that you do with your woodlands, do you factor in the impact on the carbon cycle? And
we haven't been doing so much of that on the carbon cycle. We follow very closely the international certifications for sustainable forestry, which don't have a lot of that involved in to this point. But you make a good suggestion.
Well, I know from
suggestion.
Our mutual discussions at the commission, I think if there were some way to just factor it in, I'm not saying you would do anything differently than you're doing at all.
No, that's a great point. We should look at that as well.
But you may want to go plant some, or, you know.
Thank you for that suggestion.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions? Any other questions on the real property? Motion.
Move approval.
Second. 3-0. We're going to move on to the Department of Budget and Management. Secretary Brinkley, you've been busy preparing budgets, getting ready.
Very busy, sir.
Okay.
Governor, Mr. Comptroller, Madam Treasurer, for the record, David Brinkley, the Secretary of Budget and Management. We've brought 7 items today for your consideration. Item 4S has been revised, and I have people here to address any questions.
Questions on DVM?
I have a question on 1S, the lottery, the Powerball.
Gordon Medenica, possibly Robert Howells also.
Sorry. I have no issue with this, really, but a question. We always get on this the cost, And yet, I assume you're doing this because it's an investment and you expect a return higher than the cost.
Absolutely. And this is a national promotion. And with the national games, Powerball and Mega Millions, clearly it's difficult to advertise nationally. But to do a national promotion has been very effective. We've done this before. We did it last year. It was very popular. I think we had over 880,000 entries into the promotion, and it's a great way to promote the brand. And obviously, nothing replaces the big jackpots, and right now Powerball's at 440 and Mega's at 418. So this is an all-time record for both of the national games to be at such a level. So obviously, the results tend to be very volatile with the jackpot levels, but this is a way to promote the game when maybe the jackpots aren't at that level.
So do you actually have an estimated general net impact in mind when you look at whether these are good investments or not, or are you just doing what all the other guys are doing?
It's, you know, typically in the advertising area, and again, we have a very limited advertising budget, our sense is that the payoff is about 1 in 5. So for every dollar you spend in advertising, you return $5 in profit, not just sales, but in profit. For promotional activities like this, it's harder to quantify that precisely. But the sense is that these things that build the brand, that build the brand awareness, are all very useful. Again, Powerball last year was about a $100 million business for us, which means that our profitability was probably something in the $40 million range. So we think it's money well spent on the brand. But the bulk of our spending is really in the instant ticket category, not with the jackpot games.
Right. This question has arisen because somebody raised the question of, do we really want to spend $200,000 on this? And my response was, I'm sure that we get significantly more than $200,000
absolutely
back.
Absolutely.
And
again,
said,
we have 21
said,
other
really
states
don't
participating in this particular promotion. And again, because of our experience a year ago, and we've got some metrics, by the way, from the experience a year ago that reinforced the notion that this was worth doing again.
That would be interesting.
Yep.
Thank you.
Gordon, I just have one question. With the Powerball at $460 million today, did you bring a machine with you? Because everybody here probably...
I'm sure we can locate a retailer for you very quickly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Any
other
DBM questions?
Move approval.
Second. 3-0 on DBM. Moving pretty quickly. This is a nice start to the year. We're going to go to the university system. Good morning.
Good morning. Joey Evans, representing the University System of Maryland. We have 4 items on the agenda. We are drawing item 2CBP. Here to answer any questions.
Mr. Evans, I just have a question. At our last meeting, we postponed a decision waiting for an answer back from the university. Are you still working on it? I'm surprised that's not on the agenda for today, but is that going to be something you're going to get back to us on?
I would have to check with them to see where they are on that.
Okay.
I mean, everybody was off last week, so.
I got you, yeah.
It was.
Makes sense. Okay. Any questions on the university?
Move approval.
Second. 3-0. We're moving on to information technology.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. For the record, I'm Michael Leahy, Acting Secretary of Information Technology. Today we have 4 items on the agenda, and I have agency representatives available to answer your questions.
Any questions on DOIT?
Mr. Governor, I think number 4, which is the highway management software, which sounds terrific. But one of the complaints I've had for years is that we buy solutions and we back into being prisoners of hardware manufacturers, basically. And this looks like a significant step away from that.
Yes.
Can we look at this model for the other things we do?
Well, I think the simple answer is yes. Over this past year, there have been a number of contracts that have been procured under DeWitt's authority where we specifically called out vendors' ability to either implement their proprietary software or specific hardware. So I think this will become more of the norm, and this is one of several examples of way to approach that.
That's great.
Great. Motion.
Could I just ask a question since subject came up? Are we asking the taxpayers to pay for duplicative service here? Is it there already a system?
Well, I would ask the folks from MTA to come forward. My simple answer is I don't believe that's the case.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Joseph Sedetal. I'm the Deputy Director of Procurement at the MTA. To answer your question, Mr. Comptroller, no, we're not getting duplicative service. Right now, we have a CAT-AVL system that only allows us to see our buses every 5 to 10 minutes. And even then, we're looking at maybe a 50% amount of the buses that we're able to see at any one time. What this service provides is full real-time for all of our buses, and it is not duplicative because when BusUSA comes along in 2 years, this is merely a bridge contract, we'll be able to shift over to the BusUSA real-time system.
Okay. And what's going on generally with the on-time performance of MTA buses? Is it declining in performance, improving in performance? Not sure.
We have the MTA administrator. Perhaps
that's great. Hi. Good morning. Sorry, I didn't see you. Good morning, Mr. Comptroller, Mr. Governor, Madam Treasurer. My name is Kevin Quinn. I'm the administrator of MDOT-MTA. I'm happy to be here with you today with this exciting project. MTA, as you know, we launched Baltimore Link back in June with some really historic achievements for transit in Baltimore, including things like 5.5 miles of dedicated lanes for the first time ever in Baltimore City, things like transit signal priority and introduction of high-frequency transit. And so we're focused a lot on that high-frequency transit, being sure that buses are coming regularly. We've seen some great improvements in that. And really just overnight, just with changing the system upside down, an antiquated system that hadn't been looked at in 40, 50, 60 years, we were able to see some pretty good on-time improvements of around 9 to 10% pretty immediately. And we're continuing to grow that, and this is a fantastic project that's going to allow us to increase that even more.
Excellent. And the new system we're voting on now will be in place when?
In just a few months.
Just a few months.
Yes, this is a very quick installation, and for the first time ever, our riders will have access to real-time to see on a map exactly where their bus is and with a predictive algorithm that swiftly provides exactly when that bus is going to arrive at their stop.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Quinn.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions on the second? 3-0. And we've been talking transportation, but now we're going to move to the transportation agenda. Mr. Secretary, I know we're going to get some snow today and potentially serious accumulations on the lower shore. I know that SHA, Mr. Slater, and your team is ready.
We are ready. We are ready. We're looking on the eastern shore, potentially 6 to 8 inches. So it's a lot of snow. Potentially, depending upon the path, depending upon the path, maybe 1 inch here in Annapolis, sort of what we're thinking. So, if it'll take the path that's predicted, we're prepared to handle it very well.
Well, if you get one snowflake in Montgomery County, we panic. Yeah.
So I've noticed that.
Yes.
One of our. I think there's more than one snowflake in Montgomery County.
As I was saying, kumbaya.
Sorry, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, and Mr. Comptroller. For the record, my name is Pete Ron. I'm the Secretary of the Maryland Department of Transportation. Today, MDOT is presenting 9 items, and we are going to withdraw item 5-EP mod is being withdrawn. And I'm prepared to answer any questions or have staff here if it's more detailed.
Very good. Any questions for transportation?
Move approval.
Any questions on treasurer, on transportation?
Well, I did on 5. But look forward to seeing it again.
Yes, you will see it again.
Is there a motion on the transportation agenda?
Move approval.
Second. 3-0. We're going to move on to the Department of General Services.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. For the record, I'm Ellington Churchill, Secretary for the Department of General Services. The Department has 9 items on our agenda, including 1 supplemental, and we are withdrawing item 4. We're able to answer your questions.
Questions on DGS? Motion.
Move approval.
Second. 3-0 on DGS. Just before we close out, Secretary Belton, I just want to mention, I know that we've got a couple of islands that are frozen in, and you've got your icebreakers out there.
We do, sir. We got four.
So we can get to Smith Island, and what other islands are we working on?
Well, Smith Island in particular, I have daily runs out there with the Taws, and we have three other vessels that we use for icebreaking stationed in the Cambridge-Oxford area at the Kent Narrows, and one here in Annapolis as well. So we're ready to handle any, or the freezing that's going to occur here over the next several days.
What I understand, yesterday we made the decision to get the fuel boats out there before this weather.
Yes, sir.
Which I think is helping keep people warm.
They left Chris Field this morning at 6. Yes, sir.
On that. Got to keep those channels open.
Could I just, partially because the state treasurer's office has the state insurance within its purview, but also just out of curiosity, I assume you are constantly, Mr. Secretary of DGS, scanning what's happening with the cold water. We've got a lot of old pipes, I assume you've got people feeding information into you, but if there's anything we can do to support it and make sure that least harm is done.
Well, I want to thank you for that question and statement. Yes, I receive a daily briefing as to where all of our state buildings are in terms of response to heat, being prepared for the upcoming weather events. And I will also promote that General Services has a new work order management system that we are rolling out to all of the state in terms of if there's an issue that any of our employees see, they can go ahead and go online and note that, so that goes into our central plant to administer a response. So that's something that is new for General Services, and we're planning to use the data that comes from the direct response from employees to help us manage our systems for the future.
It occurs to me, because just in my neighborhood, which the comptroller knows is a little hilly, and some older houses, we've had 3 water main breaks in the last 2 days. And WSSC gets on it very quickly, but it's a serious situation. So I assume we're looking out for that. It can't only be moving hills.
No, it's not just a conspiracy against the comptroller. It's a problem that we're having across the state. All right, well, thank you all very much. This concludes the Board of Public Works. Happy New Year, everybody. Look forward to working with you.
Happy New Year.
That was pretty quick.